The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics.
Patriots and socialist dispensers. Welcome. It is Saturday. It is time for Red Pill Politics, coming at you at the speed of an electron across Al Gore's internet, right to your ears. And lots to talk about. We get to celebrate that we all survived 2022. Okay, if you're hearing my voice right now, we made it. Okay, boy, have we been through a beating. Oh, man, what a generation, the challenges we've had. Thinking back, not too long ago, the great toilet paper crisis of 2019. Oh, my goodness. I mean, and we endure. And we endure. We're still here, and we made it. Want to say howdy and welcome to everybody. And thank you for tuning in. publicbroadcasting.org is the website, and if you want to stay in touch with my snarky musings other than your weekly dose here, just head over to redpillpolitics.tv and just get registered over there and good to go. Get all the videos and stuff. For those of you that want to tune in, go to republicbroadcasting.org and you can find a whole 7 days a week. All right, 7 days a week, there's programming there to feed your brain. Find some shows you like, share them around. And it's super easy. Even progressives can do this. They hit that one little play button, and bang, you're listening all day long. You can be busy at work and listen to all the programs that go on here at RBN. And like I said, head over to redpillpolitics.tv and get registered there, because what we do, you see, is every week when I'm broadcasting live here at RBN, going out to radio land and all over, I also cast a live stream over to my Rumble channel. So if you want to get engaged, please start getting in the habit of going over there. If you want to interact a little bit more, we always have call-ins, almost always. We've had a couple of interviews here where I don't take calls, but that's extremely rare that I do that. Speaking of which, 512-248-8252 is the number if you like to call in. Just a free-for-all tonight. I've got a few things I wanted to touch on and see what you folks think of this. We've had a lot that's developed just in the last week. Okay, there's things happening right now daily, multiple times a day. Very major, profound things that we are not discussing publicly because it's not in the mainstream. All right, they nibble around the edges, but they never do a deep dive into what these some of these programs and things that are going on. There's people maneuvering now in the age of globalization. We are doing an injustice to ourselves. All right, it was a big enough task when our founders laid out for us the limitations on government that were enshrined in the Constitution, right? See, that's not where we get our rights from. And I'm constantly scolding people. My constitutional rights for this and my constitutional rights for that. Well, there's no such thing. The Constitution is a set of rules. It describes what government is and its limitations. It's a limiting document on government. Your rights are innumerable. Yeah, they can't be counted. They are seemingly endless. As long as you don't cause harm, injury, or loss to the life, liberty, or property of another, you're pretty much good to go. right? And our founders laid this out for us. And that task alone was pretty damn monumental. And they knew it. That if you wanted to protect your republic, and the people had a say, and the government was a creation of the people, and beholden to the people. It was the people of, by, and for, remember? And as, you know, we couldn't do that. And now there's another whole layer of government. And each of these actual layers of governments have bureaucracies. It's like that slime that's left over after a slug has crawled across something. It just gets into everything, and it is so hard to get off. It's so hard to get out. The Soviet, I call it the new Soviet for a reason, because it's shaped exactly like a Soviet. If you were to graph out graphically in a nice pretty picture for you, for your eyes to see, it'd be a nice pyramid with an apex council at the top, and decisions are made not by the relationship between the, you know, we the people, the consumers. And I use those two terms together because it's kind of important, because the consumers, we the people, are what drives the economy, our free market economy. And there's where the power center really is. It's all these youngins out there, not even out of high school, feeling entitled to things and stuff and housing and healthcare and internet and whatever, just feeling entitled. You got to get out and earn. You got to be part of that machine that moves us forward. That individual who has nothing. There are other kids out there who don't feel entitled. They feel just the opposite. They come from poverty, even abusive families, now who really have it tough. But in America, with our free market system, a child stuck in a shitty situation can literally do anything. The only thing that holds them back is their own willpower, their own persistence. That's an amazing thing. Amazingly powerful. There's some brilliant people out there that aren't recognized. In fact, sometimes when they are, they're oppressed, suppressed, or killed. You can't go out there and just make an engine that all of a sudden, you know, throws everything all out of kilter. And I'm familiar with two people. One from my grandfather's generation was actually his childhood friend. Made a motor back in the day that got mileage that was like a motorcycle. He got bought out and gagged. And then there was recently another gentleman, same thing. As soon as they got a hold of him, man, they squashed him. Government has lost its way. The people that are begging government for handouts and subsidies and all these things, they look at them, they are beggars. And they begin to perceive themselves as nothing better than a beggar. What in the actual hell have we done to ourselves? If we let cultural Marxism, and that's exactly what this is. I'm sorry, if you're a public teacher out there, if you work in one of the government schools, if you're one of those that are in there pushing this crap on kids, saying it is for the best of the child and the good of the society, you know what? Man, this is going to sting. But you are part and parcel to the ongoing destruction of this country. And there's a special place in hell for people that screw with a child or a child's mind. You're creating people that strive for mediocrity. The dreams, man. I remember when I was younger, it was always about the American dream. If you can dream it, you can at least try. And the government's role interacting with you in your pursuit of your dream is to make sure there's no other jackasses out there to violate your rights and get in your way. That's it. That's really it. So we lost control of it here. We couldn't even maintain our own nation. Look what we've done to our borders. The Bidenista regime saying that we can absorb 30,000 a month from Cuba and a few other countries. And they cleaned up down at the border because he's going down there to do a big photo op. And, of course, they went down and sent a crew to mop up down there. So it wasn't quite so unsightly. So cameras didn't point at something that was uncomfortable. Too late. I mean, the videos have been coming up from the water for a long time. They're not able to keep them all down. People have seen it. Those that want to have seen it. So, yeah. Yep. Those young people out there used to have dreams. I used to, I came from an era where, you know, we had dreams of whatever it is that we wanted to be in life. And I look in from the outside now, and I look into what they're teaching in these government schools, and I ask myself, what is the motivation? What's that little spark inside of that little person? Of all these teachings, all these influences, all these rules, what is that little spark going to look like? Well, I don't know too many. There might have been one or two that I was unaware of, but out of my entire graduating class, I can't name you any one of my classmates that was on a Schedule II amphetamine for any type of behavioral control. I can't. And now, yeah, I mean, it's like it's everywhere. It's almost like it's expected. It's becoming the norm. And I've looked into the eyes and into the faces of kids on a proper dose of these medications. Boy, and that star, that twinkle isn't very bright. Striving for mediocrity. And when you do that, when you inculcate a young person with this mentality early on, I'm telling you, just like, you know, there's so much truth, and I know you've all seen it before, where a little young chick that hatches out of an egg, first thing it sees is a person or a dog or whatever, and it imprints, and it just follows you around. I've raised little chicks before, and they literally get right behind you and follow you everywhere you go, want to learn everything you do. They want to peck at anything that you peck at or touch. Children are that way too, and they become a product of their environment, not a product of their parents anymore. There's great conflict between state and parents over who's going to raise the kid, and the kid's stuck in the middle, influenced by all. And, you know, we're going 2.5 generations into this now, where the parents of these kids of which I speak right now, they're victims of this too. They're generation number two. It does not take centuries to lose your youth, to have your youth take over your country. Like it or not, the old geezers are dying off. And the ones that we see on the news, flipping cars and burning cruisers and burning cities down, sucker punching people and pushing them in front of subways, beating up and shooting teachers. Good God Almighty. And you know, some of them have kids out there. And is there enough good people in society every once in a while to be able to corral some of these kids and influence them in a positive way to fan that flame and get that spark going? Parents, do the parents even care anymore? This has been an observation of mine for a long time. Many parents look at the schools as built-in government babysitters. Don't much care what you do to my kid, just let me know, when he's going to be there and when he's coming home. Oh, man. So, yeah, you now raise up, a youth that goes through this type of inculcation, striving for mediocrity. They come into power. They eventually become those that are elected in the government. You know, what's left of, how does an economy run when you have the lack of skill, you have the lack of motivation to acquire these skills? Work ethic, we're supposed to pay them $15 an hour. All of them, regardless of, had nothing to do with your skill, just that, you're a sack of flesh and you made it here, we'll give you $15 an hour. That's not the way governments, that's not their role in this. We got to get kids that want to work. We need kids where that spark is there, where they see something that's okay, but they can make it better. The sky becomes the limit then. There's little Teslas all over out there. All over. And if we let the system get a hold of them and stomp that fire out in them, and they all become automated. And that is what government wants to do. We're going to talk a little bit more right now, as a matter of fact. I want to make sure we spend some ample time on this, and that you actually go out and spend a little time yourself researching, in their own words, what they're talking about while we're busy with our little lives here, trying to make sure that our internet doesn't go down and that, our videos don't buffer. The World Economic Forum's off meeting in Davos, and I'm telling you what I am hearing out of there. I was convinced already, quite some time ago, that these characters were no good. Globalization, as it was, has evolved into the bankers and their involvement, and what they want to do. These were bad characters and incompatible with the United States and our Constitution. Incompatible. All right, the vast majority of it incompatible. But what I'm hearing right now is openly sick. From one. And for another, I couldn't believe it when I heard his words, and he was quoted here, and it's a quote that I have used many, many times. And he actually said it, and it just gave me a cold chill up my spine. I'm going to talk about what that is right after this break. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You stay with us, and we'll be right back.
You're a lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I've got that lightning inside me, son of. Oh, y'all, it is so good to be spending another Saturday night with you. It is absolutely my honor and pleasure to be hanging out with the best audience in all Al Gore's internet. That's all I can say. Sticking to it. 512-248-8252 is the number if you'd like to call in. Klaus Schwab. Well, you know, he's really, I can't say he stooped to a new low because he's always been this much of an evil, sadistic SOB. I mean, this just is who he is. But, you know, he's getting more brazen about it, counting on the fact that you really don't care and you're not going to go and find what was said at this meeting of global elite who are, as we speak, planning to switch us to a digital currency, which has an expiration date. It can be turned on and off, is connected to your social credit. It's going to bring everything together. Freedom and liberty and privacy. You're saving. You will not save money. You'll get like some rations, some tokens, and you'll use them to pay what you need for that month. And if you have any extra, they will expire. They'll just give you some new ones for the next month. You won't save. You won't work your ass off so that you can give a little bit of something to your children when you go. That will not happen in their world. But it gets worse. That's the good side. It gets worse. Among the things that they're talking about up there One of them is a term that I've used numerous times when trying to describe Agenda 21 and how their policies will fulfill what I have said and many have claimed that this is leading towards. Okay, living in these little smart cities and living cubicles, the 15-minute cities, they're starting to pop on the people's radar right now. Very similar to that. That's part of it. But how? How would they do that? And they asked me, well, you know, what are they going to attack? Who are they going to attack? Well, anybody in anything that has to do with private transportation and single-family homes. Right, if you're in a residential, if you're a person who lives in a home of his own, I don't care if it's a two-family or whatever, but residential home ownership, private transportation, having your own car, they would price you out. And when Klaus Schwab was asked about that, and he just got through saying it this week, is that is what they would have to do to facilitate this great transition to green energy and zero carbon. Price you out. This is an admission. And he did instruct the global, the young global leaders in the World Economic Forum members and supporters around the world to begin incorporating that. So what that means is, well, you are all out there whining at, you know, $4-$5 per gallon gasoline. No, you're probably looking 15 to 20. Are you a homeowner and maybe your hot water tank, your boiler goes out, you know, normally 2,500 somewhere else? No, try 25,000. Because they will go in and choke all of the industries that provide support. This is a battle. When I told you that you're being attacked, that this is a battle, I want you to envision a war going on. You know, the attacks are intellectual. The attacks are financial. The attacks are regulatory. It's not napalm raining down on you, but you're being attacked. Yeah, so price you out. When's the last time you had to put a roof on your house? They're not very cheap as it is, but add a whole friggin' digit to it. And in some cases, along with pricing you out through hyperinflation of everything that would support your single-family home maintenance or car maintenance, you know, tires aren't going to be 100 or 200 a piece. You know, you might have to take out a loan, you know, $5,000-$10,000 for car tires. And I'm telling you right now, they're rushing to convert vehicles to electric, but they're doing it to government vehicles. They know, they already know. Scientists and geologists have done the math. There is not enough raw material in the earth to produce the batteries to create the cars that are on the road right now. So are they going to convert them over to battery? No, they're going to get rid of a whole shitload of them. The ones that are going to get them is government and their enforcers. They might buzz around here silently in electric vehicles. On your dime, you're paying for it, too. Huh. We'll get to more. There's more that came out of him. This is going to make your blood boil. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to Republic Broadcast Network. We'll be right back after this short break.
You had tears in your eyes. You loved a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do. But it came down to you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Already. This is Red Pill Politics. You listen to Republic Broadcasting Network. Please do head on over to republicbroadcasting.org. Save them right in your favorites. Got a one-click player that even progressives can listen to Republic Broadcasting 7 days a week. All right, share around some of your favorite programs. And do hit that donation button. We are listener-funded. All right, we're not being bought and paid for by the fat cats. I can talk about vaccines. I can be critical of Klaus Schwab. I can do all those great things, and there's nobody is going to come down on me and say, don't say that. I've got commercials on here. You can't be talking about Pfizer that way. Well, here at Republic Broadcasting, you can. Here at Red Pill Politics, you can. All right? RedPillPolitics.tv is the website there, too. Going to want to get on the mailing list. I don't throw out a lot of emails, but I do once in a while when something big's going on or we have a good interview. Want to send it out and share it with the peeps. So get registered, signed up over there, too. I am going to wrap up with this Klaus Schwab thing, and I'm going to jump into a phone call after that. But to price you out, I want you to keep that in your head. Do not forget that term, price you out. Because everything you see from a regulatory point of view, because the Bidenistas are right on board. Right on board. This is their vehicle to socialism. All right, and if you think that the commotion that happened in the House and finally they elected McCarthy as House leader, oh, man, I'm going to do a show and I'm just going to shred the GOP. Disgusting and impotent. They're going to get another great big I told you so, right? McCarthy is a member of the World Economic Forum. He is one of them. And if you think for just 1 minute he is going to do anything other than run interference against their opposition, yeah, you've got a screw loose. Seriously, I don't know what to say. So we're not going in a good direction there. Klaus Schwab has instructed all the young global leaders. So up in Canada, you peeps, look out. New Zealand, Australia, United States. This is something we should do. We should sniff them out, because this is where we got video evidence of Klaus Schwab coming out and saying that they have injected into their cabinets, penetrated their cabinets, he say. Okay. We have evidence that a foreign entity has penetrated the cabinets of multiple nations around the world. Are there any of those rotten SOBs here? Name them. In indictments. That's what we should be doing. But he's admitted it. And I'd sure in the hell like to know who they are here domestically. Who are your co-conspirators? And it's no longer a theory, is it? Because one of the conspirators is confessing. All right, so I don't want to hear any of that conspiracy theory talk. We have a confession. All right. If all that doesn't make you sick enough, here's going to be a pill that you're going to need to swallow. He went off on this diatribe. Talking again about the backdrop, the pretext for it was an overpopulated planet. And he actually attempted to rationalize and support pedophilia. He said that this was the world's natural way of fighting overpopulation, by creating more pedophiles and more homosexuals, that it was nature that was creating this. Okay, it wasn't a social phenomenon being pushed through cultural Marxism. It could not be that, right? We're not going to talk about that. He said this was a natural reaction, right? Like an environmental, a natural, organic reaction of the earth for humans to, more of them to be pedophiles and homosexuals. 80% of child molesters are gay men, according to their own statistics. So he went on talking about these people like they're oppressed, you know, like they, you know, what about women's rights and children's rights and all, you know, it's like pedophile rights now. Calling on this to be decriminalized. He actually said, Klaus Schwab actually said that the child of the victim child is much less likely to grow up and have a large family. Well, no kidding. My experience is that these victims of rape as children quite often mess up their social skills a little bit. depending on the situation, it can almost become contagious. There are a shocking number of victims who turn around to victimize. But yes, Klaus Schwab said these raped kids who have been molested by adults are less likely to wind up in a normal, big, healthy family situation, you know, with a wife and kids, right? And, two and a half kids and a dog. Well, mathematically, even real math, not the Common Core stuff, I think mathematically that statement's probably correct. I'm not saying that he's not right. I'm just saying that I don't think it's, Gaia, the Mother Earth, making humans reproduce more pedophiles and gay people. I think that is totally frigging absurd. It's another insult of your intelligence, people. Yeah, I mean, yes, you should be angry, but you should feel like your intelligence is being insulted. I think he actually expects you to believe this. And just running interference so that they can further justify and rationalize. Well, Klaus Schwab said that blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, we're going to decriminalize this. No longer a crime to rape a child. Consent. We're going to talk more about consent laws. If your 8-year-old consents, consent is consent. Yep. You mark my words. You mark my words. This stuff's probably already in the pipeline. And since this same maniac, this, he's either a pedophile or a pedophile supporter, and to me it's splitting hairs. This maniac is the same exact one that is wants global control of money, your currency, under his lock and key, divvied out on his standards. You see, the closer you live to his standards, the happier of a serf you'll be. And his main consultant, Yuval Noah Harari, I've told you 1,000 times what he thinks, that if you don't go along with this new transhumanist system, this new godless hell that they're creating, that you would be less than a serf or a slave. I will take it. Now, we'll find out what's worse than a serf or a slave. And your internationalists in the UN, we'll see who's prying what out of whose cold dead fingers, too. People, you got to have a breaking point somewhere. This person's about ready to take over control of every penny in your pocket. Price you out. If you have a car, you won't. If you live in a house, you won't. He'll price you out of it. He will bankrupt you. You will pay everything to the state. Yeah, we're going to condemn your deck. Okay, well, come on down and, get a deck permit. Okay, how much is that? $10,000. Oh, the deck, it cost me $10,000 when I put it up. Oh, not anymore. It's going to cost you about $80,000 in material now. $90,000 to replace your deck. You think I'm exaggerating? I am just making this up right now, but it's coming. So many damn other things that I told people 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And they said, absolutely not, they'll never do that. Oh, well, it'd be abortion just for rape and incest. Well, now you got maniacs up there with a microphone on stage saying it should be okay to put a pillow over your kid's head up to the age of 2. If you live in poverty, it's the right thing to do for the other kids. Oh, man. So it's going to be another I told you so. I'm telling you, in 5 or 10 years, You won't be a homeowner anymore if you all sit down on your hands and do nothing. You'll be moved into a 15-minute city, and you will pay government tokens to get on their electric vehicle. Go look at their 15-minute cities. There are no parking garages. There's no two of any business. So there's no competition. There's no free market capitalism. Ask yourself who controls the means of production, because that tells you what form of government you have. And when you look at the plan that they have, how can you not say, well, the government controls the means of production? Well, that's communism, folks. Lucky for them, that type of thinking has been cleansed out of your government schools. Don't even talk about that anymore, for crying out loud. I keep telling Elizabeth Warren on Twitter, I said, you know, you're delirious. You know, you couldn't pass a placement test for Economics 101. Just shut up and behave. And dimwits. I don't know. We're being ruled by our inferiors, and it is frustrating. I'm going to take a call here. Andy from Texas, talk me down, brother. I'm getting pretty hot under the collar. We got Andy with us? I'm not hearing Andy. All right, well, give me a yell if you get him fixed up there. I'm going to keep rolling here. I'm not hearing him come through at all. All right, well, I'm going to keep rolling. If you get him patched in or have him recall or something, not sure what's going on there. So, yeah. kids, victims of pedophiles are not likely to have big families, so that's a good thing. All right, so, you know, maybe we shouldn't be so angry at these child molesters. Maybe we should decriminalize this, since what they do is actually, you know, and maybe even the kid might even consent, right? You know, 6, 7, 8 years old, whatever. If they didn't know any better and consented, you know, whatever. The experience might really mess them up in the head so that they don't ever meld into a nice family, which is good for the collective. Okay, everything in socialism is about the collective. So, yeah, this progressive sickness left unchecked, I don't know. And I look at it, all the, I don't want to call it theatrics, because there were a few people in the House, it was 15 rounds of voting before they were finally able to plunge McCarthy under the stall door as Speaker of the House. 15 rounds of voting. And there were a few that held out, but the two most notable was Getz and Boebert. You know, I was talking to my wife about this. I said that these people are—they're going to have targets on their back now. You know, they're being told that they're a spoiler. You know, how can you? You know, if you don't vote for him, it's like a vote for the Democrats. All the usual mush mouth, scare tactics and crap. I'm sure they're getting hit with all of it. But I told her, I said, this is exactly, precisely what should have been going on for years, but not just all of a sudden manifesting up there at the national level on the world stage for all to see. I mean, I'm not saying that this shouldn't happen. Don't get me wrong. I totally support what they were doing. But it is like a pinprick. It's like the, you know, that's the only time is it had to get so friggin' bad that becomes the eruption in what everybody sees. I'm saying that this is where, again, the power centers, there's so much that the individual can do. What should have been going on a decade ago, more, 20 years ago, should have been happening in the town level, because party politics, for those that don't, that are oblivious to, you know, what party politics means, what it is there are party structures. The National Party, the RNC, you have state GOPs, and then in every municipality and cities that are broken into wards, you have municipal and city GOPs. They have bank accounts, their PACs, their campaign teams for the party and its platform. And they're all kind of connected. Now, it doesn't, you know, you don't have to sit there like a stooge and wait for dribble from the national level to trickle down upon you. Is they should have been doing this at the town level when these little fledgling rhinos were trying to come in there and they were trying to advance. And you say, wait a minute, this person had absolutely nothing to do with my values at all. He doesn't represent, you know, conservative politics at all. No. And then they do that same thing. Well, you got to vote with someone who's, you know, votes your way 70% of the time. Well, if you don't vote for him, are you going to support the Democrat? Because if you don't vote for, you know, my guy, you're going to, you know, that's as good as a vote for them. You're a spoiler. And you say, yeah, damn right. What's worse than spoilage is rot. Okay? And you're not bringing that rot and decay and giving it a promotion. And you deny them. And you let everyone know. Don't, you know, they came forward with a substandard phony candidate. And the answer is no. And deny them. Because I'm telling you right now, as sure as I am sitting here, they have gotten so used to it. And it works so often. And they pressure you like that. And they call you a spoiler. And in the end, you do it. You're angry. Ooh, you're stomping your feet, clenching your fists. But you'll vote for the Mitt Romneys of the world. And it is nothing but a cold bitch slap in the face. Seriously. You get nothing out of it. And guess what? The next election cycle, they do the exact same thing. Would you change? I mean, seriously, if you were a corrupt politician just looking to advance the most unholiest of people with your agenda, in the same, you know, if you were working on a big plan book of different plays, and play number one worked, and then you tried it again, and it still worked, and you kept using, why even burn through all your plays? Let's just keep beating them over the head with this nonsense. We'll scare them and tell them everyone's going to look at you as a spoiler. No one's going to like you. You know, what are you, a Democrat? And then they vote for him again and shoot themselves right in the foot. And they come back and they assault them again in the same way. I got tired of that Groundhog's Day myself. That's why I left the party and said, I'll chart my own course. I don't care. The nation's going to hell in a handbasket. I'm going to be on the damn right team, though, when it does. And these jokers, Kevin McCarthy is swampy from the tip of his fucking head right down to his toes, in bed with the World Economic Forum. Most of the wheeling and dealing, I think, that was going on in the background was probably between him and the Democrats. You watch. And I tell you right now, I don't care what concessions they actually said that they gave. When the tires meet the road and the heat's on and there's some new, terrorist attack or school shooting or economic collapse or whatever, but there's entropy in the system, everyone's emotional, he's just going to come out and say, well, this is an emergency and unusual situations, and that calls for teamwork, and give you the finger. You watch. You watch. He's not going to keep his word on that. He's going to throw you some crumbs early on. Because he wants the dust to settle, and he doesn't want any splatter on him when it does. So he's going to do a couple of things early on to get all you penguins up there clapping. And then he's going to just roll right over on you. All the big stuff is still coming. We got to keep the bankers out. The digital currency, I mean, there's so much that's coming at us. And is he going to be able to keep it out? Remember, all appropriations start in the House. We'll see how much of a big spender, tax and spender he is. Do we got Andy Paxton again?
Dave, are you there? Dave, are you there?
There he is. I hear you now, Andy, loud and clear.
Hey, you know what? Hey, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for being a part of the New Year's thing. That was wonderful. I had a great time. But, hey, no, let's think about this for a minute. We actually pleasured in life. I mean, think about this for a second. We're going to see the morphosis of humanity here, or the entire destruction of it. And you and me and Alan and Steve, we were all chosen to be in this particular time. So now let's get to the wonderment of that. That's a wonderment. Yeah, oh, wow, we get to see this. Now, can we change the direction of it? That is the most important part. Can we change the direction of it? And you're doing your part right now by having...
Yeah, I think we can. I'm a little bit of an optimist here, and what I would do is challenge those who have situational awareness, who understand what's going on, who haven't had their head in sand. They know that unrest is coming. Okay, you have that advantage. We all, those of us that are having this discussion and listening tonight, we have that advantage. I expect you to be the leaders. When I started the show out, I was talking about that little spark, that little light that exists within a child, all right? That's something you should carry your whole life. Be that friggin' spark, because I'm telling you now that when this happens, when everything, the house of cards comes down, you're still going to have all these lemmings out there clapping and looking around to be led, literally looking for someone to lead them and tell them there's got to be something better than this. This sucks. You know, lead me. We've got to be there.
So how does the American people, knowing the state that they're in, we've covered this several different times, people say, these people are stuck on stupid.
Andy, hold on to that thought. I have got my bumper music coming in for our break, but we'll jump right back in and fish up right after the top of the hour. You listen to Red Pill Politics, republicbroadcasting.org. See you in just a minute.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.